Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The NTSB is now holding a press conference on the latest in the situation with the DC plane crash from last night. Let's go ahead and take a listen.
Incident in the United States and significant events in other modes of transportation. I want to start by expressing our deepest condolences, our sympathies on behalf of the entire board for those who lost loved ones in this terrible tragedy. Our thoughts, our prayers are with you. Entire communities were affected, and we are thinking of you. With me today is Bryce Banning. Bryce is a senior aircraft accident investigator with the National Transportation Safety Board. He's also going to serve as our investigator in charge of this investigation. Also with me today is the entire board. We have Todd Inman, member Todd Inman. Todd is going to serve as the board member on scene, the spokesperson for this investigation. All of the board members will be here. We have Vice Chairman Alvin Brown, member Mike Graham, who lived in Wichita for 20 years, and we also have member Tom Chapman. The NTSB's headquarters is just a mile from here. And so we are all here because this is an all hands on deck event. And we're here to assure the American people that we are going to leave no stone unturned in this investigation. We are going to conduct a thorough investigation of this entire tragedy, looking at the facts. Now, with that, I want to level set. When we go to the scene, and we were here last night, we allow the responders to do their important safety mission, which in this case was search and rescue and recovery. We stand back to allow them to do their important safety mission. And so this for us is our first full day on scene with our entire crew coming together. We have about nearly 50 people on scene, and in addition to our resources back at headquarters in our labs and throughout the agency. So with that said, we are not going to get into specific facts in this press conference. I want to level set here. We're going to get into our investigative process. As we are able to confirm factual information, we will provide that. I do want to say this is a whole of government effort. I was able to brief, along with others, the President of the United States and the Vice President this afternoon. I want to thank them for their leadership, for their tremendous support of the NTSB, for our investigators, and for the responders that are on scene doing an important mission. I also want to thank Secretary Sean Duffy, who I was communicating with early on after we first got word of this tragedy. We've been working together throughout the day, along with his team at the DOT and within FAA. I also want to thank Secretary Pete Hegseth, who was also integral in working with us today. Chris Rocheleau, the acting administrator of the Federal Aviation Administration. We've heard from many members of Congress on both sides of the aisle. And so I will say this is a tremendous, one more time, whole of government effort. I also want to take a moment and thank the many, many responders that have been on scene. It has been an incredible effort, and I will have a full list that I will provide, that we will provide tomorrow, but I do want to thank them for all their work. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Member Inman for additional remarks.
So today is our first full day on scene. Our investigative team will be on scene as long as it takes in order to obtain all of the perishable evidence and all of the fact-finding that is needed to bring us to a conclusion of probable cause. Our mission is to understand not just what happened, but why it happened, and to recommend changes to prevent it from happening again. Since we're just beginning our investigation, we don't have a great deal of information to share right now. We will keep you informed by giving regular updates as we learn more. Our intention is to have a preliminary report within 30 days, and the final report will be issued once we've completed all of our fact-finding and investigation. Now, we will not be determining the probable cause of the accident while we are here on scene, nor will we speculate about what may have caused this accident. Today, we will be going and having an organizational meeting and establishing our parties to our investigation. We currently have the following parties that are already identified: PSA Airlines, GE Aerospace, Sikorsky, FAA, NACTA, which represents the air traffic controllers, ALPA, which represents the pilots, Army, AFA, under Annex 13 of ICAO. They will be supplemented by MHIRG as a technical advisor. They were previously known as Bombardier. The NTSB offers this party status to those companies, government agencies, and associations that have employees, activities, or equipment involved in the accident. We offer that because they will provide technical expertise and relevant information supporting the development of the best possible factual record. Once they join this investigation, they are not permitted to release documents or talk publicly about the investigation without the consent of the NTSB. So I want to stress this: it is only the NTSB that will provide information related to this investigation, with one exception, regarding the fatalities that occurred. That notification will be handled by the DC medical examiner. We will not be discussing fatalities or names. That will be handled by them as the proper authority. So we want to talk a little bit about our process. We will analyze the facts and determine the probable cause of the accident and then issue a report of those determinations. I also want to talk a little bit about some additional people that are here with us, and they're very important to us, and that is our family assistance group. Later today, we will be briefing the families. We normally try to do this before a media event, but in this case, they're still arriving. Our family assistance specialists are already working closely with local officials and others to help assist them in their efforts to support everyone that's affected by this accident. And let me just reiterate what the chair said. A loss of life in an aviation accident is very unusual in the United States. And our heartfelt sorrow goes out to everyone that's affected. It affects us, it affects everyone around us. There are a lot of people hurting today. We will help find out what happened. We will do it factually, and we will do it accurately. As part of this, we are going to be standing up some specific working groups. Those working groups will be operations. They will be looking at the history of the accident flight and crew members' duties for as many days before the crash as appears relevant. We'll be forming a structures group, which will be the documentation of the airframe wreckage and the accident scene, including calculation of impact angles to help determine the plane's pre-impact course and altitude. We'll have a power plants group. They will do the examination of the engines and the engine accessories. We'll have a systems group. They will study the components of the plane's hydraulic, electrical, pneumatic, and associated systems, together with the instruments and elements of the flight control system. We'll have an air traffic control group. They will do reconstruction and review of air traffic control systems provided to and including acquisition of pertinent flight track surveillance information, what you might typically think of as radar or ADS-B, along with controller-pilot communications. We will also have a survival factors group. They will be doing the documentation of impact, forces and injuries, community emergency planning, and all crash and fire rescue efforts. Also, due to the unique nature of this crash, we will be having a helicopter group as well. Lastly, we will have a human performance group, and this will not be its own group. It will actually be a part of the operations, air traffic control, and helicopter groups. They will study the crew performance and all before the accident factors that might be involved in human error, including fatigue, medication, medical histories, training, workload, equipment design, and work environment. Now we're going to take a few questions, but I will again stress, we don't have a lot of information now. We will continue to gather that as we can, but we will only talk about the facts of the case that we know right now. So, we'll call on a few people. I'm going to ask that you state your name and affiliation.
You are listening right now to the NTSB giving an update on the crash over Washington, D.C. in the Potomac last night.
Within the FAA and associating that with the cause of this accident. What do you say to that?
Well, unfortunately, I didn't hear the remarks. I was briefing House and Senate members, but I believe, Chair, would you like to take them?
As part of any investigation, we look at the human, the machine, and the environment. So we will look at all the humans that were involved in this accident. Again, we will look at the aircraft, we will look at the helicopter, we will look at the environment in which they were operating in. That is standard in any part of our investigation. I'll turn it back.
Chair, can I ask you, has the flight data recorder been recovered yet? And what is the difficulty in a water disaster like this, which presents a very difficult environment for your investigators and the people out on the water right now?
Well, the question was on the flight data recorders. And we have not recovered the flight data recorders yet. We know they're there. They are underwater. This is not unusual for the NTSB. We have many times recovered flight data recorders in water. We have our lab right here that it's about a mile from the NTSB, so it's not unusual. And once we get those, we'll be able to get those read and information from them to be able to provide further information to you.
Chair.
All right, you've been listening to the NTSB as it briefs everyone on the midair crash over Washington, D.C. They say that they promise a thorough investigation. They will leave no stone unturned to get to the bottom of exactly how this happened.